My name's Ollie Taylor and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, who has kindly brought in a photograph concerning Fielding and Platt. John, can you just describe what this photo is and who is pictured in the photograph for us, please?
Well, a gentleman in the picture, left or right, are Mr. Stammers, who I think was general manager, and then sitting down is James Fielding, the managing director. Standing next, number three along the photograph, is Reggie Rose, who was technical director. And on the right-hand side is David Rose, who his son, who eventually succeeded him as technical director. And looks as if they're studying a document, which well could have been a specification, which is probably going out to quite an important customer. It's comprising quite a few pages, but what the document is, I just do not know.
It's obviously a posed shot for some kind of publicity purpose. Do you remember anything about the gentleman pictured in the photograph, John?
Not personally. The only one I can say I got to know reasonably well was David Rawls, because he became technical director and eventually managing director. So I did have a little bit to do with him, but he was a very, very fair gentleman. In fact, not long before he died, we invited him along to a get-together. This was early 90s, I think. He lived out at Hynham, and I asked him if he could come along, but he wasn't really well enough. But several people asked about him at this get-together, and so I was able to write to him and told him that the occasion had been a success, and several people asked after him. And I had a nice reply, and I've still got it somewhere at home.
That's lovely. Would you like to add anything about this picture, John?
I would imagine it was probably taken in the boardroom, but or maybe it was in it could have been in Jim Fielding's office, but there's not enough of the surround to identify it.
Thank you, John.